Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mel Fabregas from the Veritas Radio Show at veritasshow.com with another special report. The questions that continue to linger are who is arresting or harassing people in the Grand Isle area of Louisiana, and why hasn't BP accepted any of the solutions that have been proposed? At the end of the following update, I have a new message from James Fox. But this morning, I had the opportunity to speak directly with the chief of the Grand Isle Police in Louisiana, Mr. Uris Dubois, and this is what he had to say.
Hello?
Chief Dubois?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Great. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Sir?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Yes, sir. I can hear you very well.
Great, thank you. Well, I appreciate you responding to my call. Apparently, there's some concerning information originating from your area, and I decided just to call directly the chief of police, and your name is Uris Dubois, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Am I pronouncing your name right, by the way?
It's Uris.
E-R-I-S. Uris Dubois.
Yes,
great,
sir.
Mr. Dubois. Can you please tell us what your deputies are seeing on the ground? I've had a few reporters, especially one of them that I interviewed on Monday, stating that some of the reporters, the media, are being harassed for trying to report from your area. Can you give us your perspective on this, please?
Well, this is the first I've heard this morning when I got my report about you call.
Sorry, you got cut off, sir.
Yes.
If you could repeat that again, because you were cutting off.
Okay. This morning when I read my report, I seen that you had tried calling because they had something about the media being arrested and all.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, let me go ahead and call on you. So I did call several times, and just a while ago I finally got in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to reply on this, that yesterday I brought CBS on Elmer's Island. I stayed with them for about 3 hours, and like I said, we never, ever stop the media from going to do their job. Now I'm...
Oh, you're cutting off again, sir. Hello? Sorry, you're cutting off again. May I call you back again? Perhaps we have a bad line. May I call you back again?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I will. Let me call you right back. Thanks.
Grand Isle Police Department, can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Mel from Veritas Radio. Finally, we get a better line now with Chief Dubois, please.
Okay, weren't you just speaking with him?
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Thanks.
Hang on 1 second.
Thank you.
Mel?
Chief Dubois?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We have much a better line now.
Okay.
Thank you. And you were saying that you had CBS with you. Please proceed.
Okay. Yesterday, I had CBS with me. We went to Elmer's Island, and we brought them on location where the oil was at. But they have some, they call them the sand berms, which is protected from the waterline to the beach where that oil doesn't spread throughout the whole beach. So we cannot cross that berm line. If you cross the berm line, that's when BP comes in and they, you know, start chewing you out a little bit. They don't want you to cross that because you can get infested with this oil. But that's the only problem that I know of. But as far as the police department, we have the Grand Isle Police Department and we have JPSO, which is Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, that's assisting us. And like I said, we never, ever try to stop the media from going to the beaches. In fact, we even bring them in our helicopters and look at the oil.
Oh, I appreciate that you're giving us your perspective, sir. There's information out there that people who try to get to the coast are being told by the Coast Guard that they cannot cross because those are BP's rules.
Yeah, but you know, maybe, because you see we have certain areas where they put out these water booms and all, you know, to kind of confiscate this oil. They don't want you to pass in their right of ways. Maybe the media is going into that area, you know. But that's all I can really tell you. But as far as the police department, the Grand Isle Police Department, and JPSO, which is Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, we're doing our best to try to put the media out so the public can know what's going on here on Grand Isle.
So if there's a reporter with a camera, they will not be harassed as some of people have been reporting?
It's not going to be harassed by the Sheriff's Department or the Grand Island Police Department. That I made sure of, because we want to give out the information to the public as best as we can. And to me, the media right now is our best friend.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I'm speaking with you, sir. How about the no-fly zone over the oil spill? What's your take on that?
Okay, now, you see where we were located? We located about 18 miles, I would guess would be about south of, the Loop Pipeline. That's where they come in with the oil, the ships, and that's where they get their oil at. They export it, import it, whatever. So there's a no-fly zone there. That's been like that for years. So sometimes if you get in that no-fly zone, they'll make you get out. That's been like that for years.
And the reason for the no-fly zone, is that because of the oil platforms?
Well, that no-fly zone is located, like I said, from the area where the oil is coming out from for BP. It would be, I would say, approximately 30 miles to 35 miles west. And there's a no-fly zone there because, like I said, that's where the ships come in and they load and unload oil. That's been like that for, as far as I can remember. If they get into that fly zone, they have to get out. You can't go by boat. You can't go by air unless you have authority from the Coast Guard.
And Chief Dubois, there's information out there, and I want to confirm this with you. Have you seen a presence, a military presence, Humvees, soldiers in full gear, black vehicles with red lettering saying disaster relief? Is that something you can report on?
Well, as far as the military, we have different vehicles. We have, you name it, they're down here. And they're really doing a great job. I cannot put these guys down. They're doing a great job. If I call them in to assist my police department, they're right there on the scene with us, and so far I haven't had any complaints with the military.
What are the duties that they're performing right now?
Well, they have certain areas that they're helping out with, like sand barriers, booms. They're doing a lot of water patrol, because, like I said, they have some areas that you cannot get in because it's contaminated with oil. So they're kind of protecting the people not going there for them not to get sick. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they're trying to do their job, and I guess you might have a few bad apples in the bunch that wants to cross that barrier line, and that's when, you know, it gets kind of aggravated. But as far as any arrests, no, we never made an arrest with really nobody. I had one arrest with a guy that went to take an oil sample, and we asked him politely to leave, and he said that we didn't have any authorization to make him leave. So we arrested that person for trespassing, and that was it. But it was not nobody with the media.
But if anybody wants a sample of the oil, why are they being prevented from doing so?
Well, like I said, they're going into this hazardous area, understand? And right now you cannot go into these areas. So that's in control with the military, and they're just looking for the people's help. So, I mean, it's like anything else. If you speed and you get caught, well, you got to pay the fine. Well, it's the same thing there. They're worried about the people's health. They don't want them to go into any contaminated area, which I feel that's right, because 9 out of 10, you're going to go into any contaminated area, you get sick, BP is responsible. Don't get me wrong. BP should pay for everything, you know. But the thing is, if you want to go out there and collect any type of samples through the authorities, I don't see where there's a problem.
Chief Dubois, how about the fishermen who are now turning into part of the cleaning crews and are coming back sick. They can't breathe. They're experiencing headaches. Have you received any information from the local hospitals?
No, sir. I haven't received anything. But like I said, we have our population of fishermen down here is about 1/3. And we have just about everybody working, just maybe a handful that's not. And so far, nobody from our area was sick.
Have you received any information about these fishermen and the damages that this oil spill has caused to their livelihoods?
Well, I was a fisherman for 27 years.
Is that right?
I was elected 7 years ago as chief of police. Okay, so now this is a full-time job. But in my experience in 27 years, don't take it the wrong way, but what I get paid as chief of police, sometimes I would make that in an hour, shrimping. You know, don't get me wrong. They only work about five to six months out of the year, and then the rest, they're not working. So they got to go ahead and save their money to live off of the rest of the 5 or 6 months. Understand what I'm saying?
Of course. And now their livelihoods are being threatened.
Correct. But right now, it's their prime time. They could be making a lot more money than what BP is paying them.
That's what I'm saying.
Correct. And then maybe next year, you know, once they clean up the oil, I'm just saying, what's going to happen? We don't know if that shrimp is coming back, or the fish, or the crabs, or the oysters, and our recreation. If I wanted a mess of shrimp or a mess of fish in the afternoon when I knock off, I'd just go at my back pier, throw the cast net, catch me some shrimp or fish, and catch me some fish and have supper. But now I can't do it.
And I hate to even bring back Katrina, Chief Dubois, but it's one thing after the other.
Correct.
With the state of Louisiana.
When I was elected, like I said, 7 years ago, I got hit with 4 major storms, and now this all catastrophe. So I've been busy.
Absolutely. And Chief Dubois, who is really in charge? Is it BP?
Well, I guess BP and the federal government.
That's what entities of the federal government? Department of Homeland Security?
I'm talking about Homeland Security, which is in charge of I guess, overseeing what's going on here on Grand Isle. And also, I would say Pat Allen, you know, he puts the pressure on BP to try to pay the people and try to work with the people, because he has a full authority to do this.
Chief Dubois, there's a company that years ago created a product. It's a microbe that is spread over the oil, and it eats it. And the waste becomes marine life food, and it brings back the environment 6 weeks after, not years. This was used in an oil spill in Texas, and it worked 100%. If a company that has a solution that is better than the buoys that are there, it's probably a floss, and the oil will be going over and under, who would be the person to talk to so they could consider a proven concept?
Well, you see, we had this several times when we was trying to put pressure on BP. We wanted them to go ahead and put these Navy booms around the passes and whatnot. So BP sent about maybe, I would say, about 15, 20 representatives down here. So when we went with the mayor and the council and the chief and everybody else to try to help out with this, we contacted BP. Then once we gave our presentation, well, they said, well, we got to get on the phone and call somebody else. So, you know, we was getting the runaround. So we was getting tired of this. So we finally got in contact with this person out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And that's the man with the plans. So now, from now on, whenever we decide to come up with an idea how to help out, capture this all, we call this guy in Shreveport, and he sends somebody down here to help us out with the idea. In fact, as we speak right now, we have the mayor going to Washington right now to speak with the president. They have an idea to come in and put barges and rocks across the passes so it could stop this all from coming in. So we're working on that idea, and I think it was approved. So we're making a little headway.
So if we have this solution, who would be the person, the go-to person? Would it be you as a person of authority to perhaps consider this, taking it to the right person, Chief Dubois?
Well, let me tell you this. I get about at least 20 to maybe 40 people a day contacting the police department. They want me to help them out to get to BP so they have ideas so they can present it to them. But I can't do that. I did that. I tried that several times. It was put on the table and just forgotten about it. So, you know, these people with great ideas cannot even contact BP. BP don't want to even listen to it. So,
would you say on the record that this is probably red tape and egos that are preventing these ideas from going through?
Correct. Correct. Like I said, everybody's got a good idea. Why not try some of them to see if it's going to work or not?
But here's the problem. This idea was proven in an oil spill.
I know what you're talking about. That micro...
Exactly.
Bacteria.
Bioremediation. Yes, exactly.
Correct. And it was proven. It was demonstrated on TV. It took about maybe 3 days to go ahead and show what it could do. And it was just excellent. But why they're not using that, I don't know. You know?
And I hate to get into conspiracies, Chief Dubois, but is there only one oil spill, or is there more than one? And are you being reported by the intel that you're getting? Are you getting the real story, sir?
We're not getting the real story, like you're saying. I think everybody is getting a little bit of what's going on. They're not telling exactly the truth, because if you look at it on TV, the oil that's coming out, I don't see where it slowed down or... You know, just visualizing the oil that's coming out on TV from the day one to what it is today. Have you seen it slow down?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Correct.
And the question that I have for you is, has the U.S. government, the federal government, been in touch with you to discuss a what-if scenario if this oil spill doesn't stop? Because if this starts coming to shore, I don't think there's going to be any blocking procedure that's going to prevent this from going after the marshes, after the wildlife, etc. And then the people, then what's next for Grand Isle and the rest of Louisiana?
Well, from day one, that's 52 days, I think, today that the oil is coming out. For the first 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever we try to help out BP and the federal government, it would go through one ear and come out the other. But since the last week or last 2 weeks since the president came down to Grand Isle, it looked like they're getting a little better, because we have more people working. We have more people picking up the oil in the passes and in some of the sanctuaries, which is not that bad yet. But it can be controlled. It can be picked up and cleaned. But like I said, they just started doing this the last 8-10 days. If they would have did that from day one, this wouldn't happen to start with.
But Chief Dubois, I hate to trivialize, but isn't this almost as having a few people under a waterfall with buckets and just removing the water while the water continues to flow? Isn't that an impossibility?
I don't know. Like I said, they have everybody with different ideas, and they're not trying these ideas, and that's the problem. Give everybody a chance.
One last question, Chief Dubois. If this continues, and some people are projecting that this could take over a year to stop,
As far as the relief drilling, that directional drilling, or that's been proven many times, they will stop it with that directional drilling.
When?
That I have plenty of confidence on there. When they're going to hit that oil zone, which is going to take another month and a half, because the deeper you drill, the harder the shale, and it'll slow down the drilling. But once they tap in, they'll pump in heavy mud and they will kill it. That I know that. I've done that already myself.
Have you seen the reports indicating that the pressure coming from that well is so powerful that mathematicians and scientists have not being able to create a model?
No, I don't know exactly how much pressure there is coming out, but with the equipment they had to hold the pressure from the beginning, it's not better than any other drilling rig they have right now that's drilling. Understand what I'm saying?
And the last question, Chief, because I know you're probably taking calls all day long. You have to expect the best and prepare for the worst.
Exactly.
How are you preparing for the worst?
Well, this is the thing. Our people out here are used to hurricanes. We have to leave for storms. So the majority of the people is already prepared for when they leave or where they're going at, the stuff they have to bring, the clothing. So we prepared already. We've done this many, many times. We prepared for at least 3 months of evacuation. Understand what I'm saying as we speak. So they're prepared to evacuate and to have like 3 months away from the island just in case. But after that, that's no telling.
Have you been in touch with, of course, you've been in touch with the other parishes, but have you been in touch with people, with some of your colleagues, perhaps in Florida, if this continues
not yet,
to,
not
say,
yet.
Jacksonville?
Not yet. We haven't spoken with anybody from the other states except for Mississippi. And we're close friends with Mississippi people because, you know, that's our sister state.
Of course.
But we feel bad for when we look on TV and see the oil coming into their white beaches and whatnot. We know how they feel, you know. We know how the residents feel. We know how the recreational people feel. We know how the tourists feel because our island is 7 miles long and a half a mile wide. And in the summertime, we have in the neighborhood on weekends anywhere from 8,000 to 15,000 tourists, and we don't have that
yes.
today. You know, it's all contractors and workers and BP contractors. So, I mean, this is unbelievable.
Sir, our hearts go out to you. You're in our prayers and in our thoughts. We hope that this becomes better soon. But one last thing. Do you have a contact name for the person who's supposedly looking at these ideas or solutions from BP or federal government?
Well, we had this guy named Guy Rosea, something like that. I can spell it out for you.
Okay.
It's Rozas, Renzo, Rozos. But anyway, we used to contact Guy. In fact, Guy was stationed down here, and he got to be a good friend, and BP pulled him out.
Just when he became a good friend,
right.
They pulled him out. Excellent.
They pulled him out because this guy was good for us, and anything we needed to know, we'd get him. He'd contact, and, you know, he was working with us, but he got too close to us, so they pulled him out. And I'm going to give you his mobile number if you want it.
Maybe, please do.
Maybe you can
and I'll block it from the air, sure.
Okay, it's 832.
Correct. Guy, and can you spell the last name again, please?
Rozas.
Rosas.
It's Guy Rosas.
Great. And if we need to contact you in the near future with four updates,
I'll give you
we would really appreciate it. Oh, great.
I'll give
All
you
right.
My cell would be 504.
Great. Chief Dubois, has been a pleasure. I really appreciate your candor and your perspective, and we hope the best for the area and for the environment.
Well, I thank you, Mel, for calling us and being concerned.
Have a great
day.
Like
I said, I will help the media. Don't worry about that.
I appreciate it. We have one of our guys there. His name is James Fox, and I will put him in touch with you. He has full gear, and he was concerned a few days ago with the information that's pouring out of there. I'll put him in touch with you. He's a great guy, very respected member of the media.
Anytime he wants an assistant, we'll send him an officer and let him do what he's got to do.
Great. Thank you so much, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Good day. Bye-bye. And that was Yuris Dubois, Chief of the Grand Isle Police Department. I'm glad we spoke to clear some of the confusion, and I appreciate that he has opened a direct line for updates. However, the question about harassment and arrest still lingers. Perhaps it is not the police. The question is, who? Who has the jurisdiction to arrest the media? CNN, CBS, and even ABC just reported that BP is questioning their reporters, asking most of them, what are you doing here? What kind of question is that? What is the media supposed to be doing? Reporting. So there is this pervasive paranoia, but it's very paradoxical because people have this current love-hate relationship for BP. They're blaming BP, but But for example, the fishermen who lost their seasonal jobs are now working for them. So they're afraid to comment because they fear of losing the only source of income they currently have. People would like to condemn BP, but they're afraid of going on the record. Countless people have reported to the mainstream media that they have become sick. Just look at the figures from the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill. About 7,000 workers who were involved in the spill became ill with upper respiratory distress. So if similar dispersants and chemicals are being used and people are exposed to similar types of fumes, and it's hotter down there, so the fumes rise and are even more potent, and people are not coming forward because they need these jobs, what are they supposed to do? They know that once BP goes away and the oil is cleaned up, the fisheries are not going to remain. So they have to rely on that cash income now, and they're not willing to go against BP on the record. The only company hiring is BP. It's a perverse relationship indeed. And here's the latest from James Fox. Quote, "We flew over Ground Zero in a seaplane today with marine biologist Dr. Carl Safina from Blue Ocean Institute and one other cameraman. The footage we capture will shock you all. I will be digitizing, editing, compressing, and uploading for the rest of the day and night. Please stay tuned as I and the three others were speechless after the three-hour flight," unquote. James Fox and I will be on the Angela Joyner Report radio show from 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time on Friday, June the 11th. So I hope you tune in. For more information and updates, visit our website, veritasshow.com, or my Facebook page. Until next time, this is Mel Fabregas from the Veritas Radio Show. Be well.